What will haunt you this scary night? These spooky sounds, these ghastly frights. Drinks are stirred, we're all alight. The other side is near us. Tell me a story, tell me a tale of demons and ghosts beyond the veil. A chilling shriek, a thrilling wail. Welcome to Stir Spirits.
Hello,
Los Angeles. It's your host, Thomas Saradarian. Got 1 foot in the grave, 1 foot on a banana peel, gun in the mouth, knife at the throat. How are you, Hadley Dion?
It's your other host, the sane one, Hadley Dion. Got one foot on the baseball stand.
Yes, this is Stirred Spirits as you.
Goes.
The old saying. This is Stirred Spirits, as you hopefully know. We're in sunny Silver Lake, as always. Still hot. It was cold for a while, but it's hot again, and I'm sure I will sweat and comment on it, as the listeners like to do. Hadley's holding a penis.
Opener.
It is neither of the penises belonging to the guests. It is, in fact, a bottle opener.
Yes. That's too big to be mine.
Yeah. Thank you. Who are you, dear guest with the small penis?
Yeah. I'm Brandon
Please
Clark.
Please don't. I don't like this beginning.
Hey, he walked into it.
I didn't say small. You put that word in my mouth.
Well, you said it's smaller than
He put what in your mouth?
Yeah, he put a word in my mouth. We'll see where we are
That's
later.
That's what we like to call it. How are you, Brandon?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on.
Of course.
Was terrified of goosebumps growing up, so I love to speak about ghosts.
Jumped into that. We had more questions before we talked about it.
You definitely prepared that in your list over.
I honestly did. I have a list of notes
here. Were you rehearsing in the rearview mirror? You're just making sure.
I grew up doing theater. I like to be prepared.
Another theater kid.
I grew up with family trauma. I just like to be prepared for any scenario.
How's your mental health, Brandon?
You know, my mental health is, I think today I'd give it like an 8 out of 10.
Wow, better than me, that's for sure.
I've never been at 8. I've literally never reached 8, so that's shocking for me.
It's because I'm a psychology minor, so really know how to navigate the brain.
Massage the nuances.
Are you
brain.
On any antidepressants?
No, not yet. Give me about another 2 months of unemployment. We'll talk then.
There we go. Love it. All right, other than depression...
What are we drinking?
We're drinking Angry Orchard.
Ooh.
Because I would not buy, Brooks?
You wanted Brooks.
It's called Brooks Dry Cider. So
where do we find that?
You can usually...
Not Vons of Silver Lake, that's
not
for
Vons
sure.
of Silver Lake. No, Trader Joe's usually has it.
Mm.
For me, I'm a cider guy because I never really liked beer, but cider... but as I've gone...
If I saw Brandon Carson on the street, I would already know that he's
a cider guy. Definite cider guy.
That guy can't drink beer.
Look, as I've gotten older and more disgruntled... I don't like sweet cider as much because I don't want to wake up the next day with basically a sugar hangover. That's the worst. So I like dry cider because it has the fun of cider without, you know, it having fruit juice in it.
Well, we don't have any of that for you, man. You're gonna sugar hangover on a nice Monday morning, but you're unemployed, so it works out.
Yeah,
that's love. This is every day's your Friday. I miss the days.
Well, I'm supposed to have an interview tomorrow, so we'll see how that goes. I purposely didn't set it for the morning for that reason.
Good. Excellent.
That's kind of you.
So, do you have a fun cider story? Did you ever drink too much? Have a bad occurrence?
Not with cider itself. I mean, I once got kicked out of a nightclub in Denver for drinking too much. I mean, so cider played into that night, and that was a really bad night because getting kicked out of a nightclub in Denver is one of the saddest things that can happen in your life.
You really have to be scraping the barrel. You weren't innate on mental health that day.
No,
surely.
Well, and that's the thing is that like Denver doesn't even have 21 plus nightclubs. It's all 18 plus.
Nice.
So if you're 21, they give you a nice little wristband so you can get alcohol at the bar. But that doesn't stop anyone. Yeah, that was right after graduation, actually. I went back home, and it just happened to be all my...
College graduation?
Yeah, college graduation.
Oh.
Wow, hometown hero returning to the big D. What do they call it? Does Denver have a fun name?
No, because Denver isn't very fun.
The big D.
Denver's gotten fun recently, but that's a weird thing, is whenever we go back, because growing up, Denver just wasn't that cool of a city. Like, Colorado is a great state, and I love Colorado, but all the fun stuff was the things around Denver, never within Denver itself. So now Denver's actually gotten really hip and young because of all the weed money it's bringing in and everyone moving out there for the weed. So now it's kind of gotten kind of cool. So when we all came back after college graduation, all my high school friends and I...
You guys weren't cool enough for it?
Back in the day, no, we were too cool for it because I did theater, so I was really cool.
Yes, of course.
And so when we got back, my friends and I were like, oh, let's go out. And so a lot of my friends are basically functioning alcoholics.
Yep, welcome to the club.
Yep, and so...
That's Thomas's club, not mine. I
only see Hadley when we're drinking, so she might be lying for all I know.
That sounds like a very bad friendship.
We have fun.
We're not friends.
Yeah, this is a
I want to remind every listener of Skirt Spirits once again, Thomas Tiridarian and I are not friends.
We only talk about this podcast. This is a business relationship.
No, it was incredibly awkward when I walked in. You guys were sitting on opposite sides of the table,
anything,
not speaking, just setting up the mics.
Literally, that's always us.
Yeah.
You guys are literally that scene from American Beauty where they sit like at the opposite ends of the dinner table.
Oh, a cinephile. Did you go to film school there?
I did go to film school. Yeah, I didn't just get a minor in psychology. I also
got a major in film production.
I got a major in film production because I really wanted my family to find another reason to sign. Whenever they have to call me.
Yes, that's good to collect those in the laundry list.
You know,
have them ready to whip out.
Weird thing was that my family actually forced me to go to film school.
That, it doesn't happen.
No, it doesn't happen. Yeah. I'm very blessed that that happened. Hashtag blessed. But, so that's kind of the joke now is when my parents are like, why don't you have a job? I'm like, you're the ones that told me to go to film school.
Well,
so here we are.
What do you mean by forced you?
So when I first got into college, I was a psychology major because I had no idea what I wanted to do with my life. Yeah, I wasn't in the film school originally. And so... I was going to transfer out of Chapman. I was going to move back to Colorado.
Wow.
And my parents said, look, you're clearly not happy with your major. Why don't you get into something you're interested in? And they said, you always have loved film. And I was like, maybe. And they're like, look, apply for the film school. We want you to do it. So they really forced my hand on it. And then I got into the film school and absolutely loved it. So owe that to my parents. So I'm very fortunate. I'm one of the few people whose like parents were like, go pursue the arts. When everyone else was like, don't pursue the arts.
Shout outs to parents. Despite having three jobs, my dad keeps asking me if when I'm going to get a real one. We love parents here on Stirred Spirits. We love Brandon
Karsh. Oh, yeah. You know, I have a parent story from this past week.
Yes.
Regarding my mom and ghosts.
Sweet, sweet, never DM.
Sweet, sweet, D. So it was her birthday.
Happy birthday.
How old is she?
I will not be saying that on the pod. I can imagine her listening and going, God damn it.
That's only about 10 years. Whenever I call, whenever I talk to my mom, I'm like, congrats on being 60. She's like, not even near that. I'm like, doesn't matter.
Beautiful.
That sounds really kind of you. Anyway, my mom, the night of her birthday, had a dream where she received a phone call from her father, who has passed away, who she talked about on the
episode
pod.
Episode 4.
Mm-hmm.
A bumpy road.
And then... he, like, said hi, and she was like, that was his voice completely. He was, like, saying hello to me. She hung up the phone. This is where Thomas Tiridarian comes in. And she called again, and someone picked up and said, hello, this is Ranch Ghost.
Oh, no, 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 I don't like that at all.
And it wasn't her. It was, like, a guy, but it was, like, he was answering for her. And Deb goes, oh, no, thank you, and hangs up and tries one more time to call my papa, her dad. And sure enough, again, someone picked up and goes, hello, this is Ranch Ghost.
I hate that. I don't like that at all.
And so my mom the next morning was like, Hadley, you cannot go see Ranch
Ghost. Yeah, no, that's not good because your mom is like spooky. And so this is like a real
thing. I do not feel good about it.
I don't feel good at all. This is the worst news I've received. Like, I'm on edge now. This is not fun.
I wish people could see Thomas. You turned so red.
That's horrifying.
Because she was like, oh, I was getting through to the other side and talking to my dad. But then on the other Ranch side, they were
like. Interrupted
her
conversation. Yeah,
they were like, hey,
God.
Fuck you. You actually can't like talk to people on the other side unless Ranch Ghost comes in.
Oh, no. That means Ranch Ghost wants to come into our lives again.
Your life. I'm not part of it.
Well, if your mom's in contact with Ranch Ghost, that means Ranch Ghost knows about the pod.
She just said, don't. My mom said, don't go there.
Well, We should actually take a moment to admit that we are huge fucking posers, and we will not be going to the ranch
this season.
In fact, we are looking at probably this being the second to last episode. We might have a bonus episode for you.
But don't
then,
cry.
Then we're regrouping and going to come back to you with season two, where we might go to the ranch. Who
and
knows?
Maybe some cool things that we had promised prior.
We are huge fat liars, to be honest. We got to get the Ouija board on there. We got to bring back Jerry.
When do you guys play Luigi's Mansion? Is that coming to play?
You know, that seems like Twitch content for when there's a Patreon. So yeah, if you wanna pay us money to drink and yell about ghosts, you could. We're pretty good at it. In any case, I'm very scared now. That is a surprise to me, and I'm not happy about it. So thank you for that.
I'm glad that I held it in till the show so I could tell you live.
Yeah, that's woo, not great. Not great.
You do not look good right
no,
now.
No, like, this is very shaking to me. Typically, I'm cool as a cucumber, got the riffs going. Not now. I'm pretty fucking scared.
Cool. So, Brandon, what ghost stories do you have?
Okay, so let me tell you. So, I prepared two separate sections for this episode.
Wow.
So, one, growing up in Denver, Denver itself was just a really kind of, are we allowed to curse?
I opened up the show talking about how I want to kill myself.
Well, yeah, but that's not cursing. That's just like millennial humor.
Yeah.
depression. So, Colorado itself is just kind of like a weird, like, fucked up state in terms of its energy because it's all basically built on stolen land from Native Americans. Mm-hmm. So Colorado itself has
unlike the rest of the U.S.
Specifically Colorado.
Yeah, just specifically Colorado. It just... and then, so I have some fun stories about just Denver in a nutshell, especially our airport, which is really screwed up. And then my own personal experience, because growing up for about a five-year period of my life, right around middle school, I lived on a house on the top of a hill, not really surrounded by other houses that we later learned was built on Native American sacred ground. And so some weird shit happened in that house. And so is there one you would to prefer for me to start with?
Well, what's like the energy, the respective energies of these stories?
Yeah, so like, so DIA, so DIA, Denver International Airport, is more like this big conspiracy.
So like I'm obsessed with this conspiracy. Yeah, so I say let's start with that.
And then, the
we'll go into your personal stuff.
Yeah. So, okay.
I only learned about this recently
because
my friend Kylie, who listens to the pod, shout out to Kylie,
was stuck
in the Denver International Airport and was like, what the fuck?
Okay, so Denver International Airport, for anyone who's never been, is the weirdest airport because when it was constructed, I'm guessing 500 years ago, whenever they invented airplanes, they...
Oh my god, that really spoke to Hadley.
Thanks, guys. I'll be here the rest of the week. You can catch me on my Instagram for other top quality content. No, so when
Brandon Cars killed me.
Oh god.
So the Leonardo da Vinci flying
school. Yeah, exactly. Well, that was the thing. Was he built his first flying
machine. Whatever they fucking did.
He built his flying machine in Denver. Mm. Many people don't know that. So Denver International Airport is the weirdest thing because when I was growing up, you have the main city of Denver and then like 35 minutes to the east through all these fields and plain lands where nothing was built up until probably the last 5 to 10 years where they've started constructing out there. There was absolutely nothing but fields, and then you would get this giant airport. So DIA is really well known because it's a really good connecting airport. It's good for international flights, but it was built in the middle of fucking nowhere. And it's not like there was something between that and the main city that was preventing it from being built closer. And so with that started all these conspiracies of why it was built so far. So one of the weird things about DIA is that anyone who's been there will tell you that there are these weird murals all around the airport of like some giant like war. Like there's literally these murals of like someone with a gas mask that looks like a, you know, World War II Nazi German soldier with a bayonetta like killing these kids, like pulling these kids. I'm not shitting you.
There's
like,
just a mural of
this? It's like solid. And so it's fucked up. So everyone started thinking that.
Did anyone ever go, could we not have these murals?
I wish someone had, because then it started this conspiracy, which you can look it up. I think there's a whole Wikipedia article about how DIA is a cover for the Illuminati, which I know isn't quite ghost story material, but...
It's interesting.
It's weird. So Denver's airport has always had, like, a kind of weird energy about it. I mean, For instance, a rumor I heard, which may or may not be true, so I apologize if it's fake news, was that a while back they tried building a better system to get baggage around the airport because it's a bigger, you know, airport. And so they built this whole state-of-the-art baggage carrier system in our third terminal called Terminal C. However, the baggage system would never work. It would constantly need maintenance. It would fail. It would fall apart. And what they discovered was that they had built Terminal C on top of Native American sacred ground. And so if you go to Terminal C, this I know is true because I've been there, they constantly play Native American traditional music and chants as a way to appease the spirit.
That's a very strange
thing.
Because, that is very strange.
Oh, yeah, because like they also built like the state-of-the-art like de-icing program because obviously we get snow in Colorado. Wasn't working either. So they built, so they basically started playing music and having like a whole exhibit to artifacts of Native, you know, American poet, you know,
within that
pottery.
That specific terminal.
Only within that specific terminal.
That's
because
weird.
It was built on weird land.
That's like a strange, like, corporate acknowledgement of what's happening as well.
Yeah. And so they never used the baggage system either because it failed. Another one was a while back when the King Tut exhibit came to Denver.
It came to the Denver airport?
Yeah, to the Denver airport, exactly. No, when it came to Denver's Natural History Museum, was to market it, they put a giant-ass statue of Anubis, you know, the god of death and funerals at the airport. So everyone kind of got freaked out by that because...
You're literally about to get on a plane,
and it's like, here's the Egyptian god of death, which if anyone's seen the classic movie Gods of Egypt, you know, where they have an all-white cast playing Egyptian actors.
Did you go to... Sounds
no, the movie's terrible and I love it. It's on HBO Go. Watch
it.
It's 2.5 hours.
Interesting. What year is that?
It is like 3 years ago. Lionsgate made it.
Classic.
It was supposed to be this like new franchise for Lionsgate after Hunger Games failed. Not failed, that just Hunger Games ended. So it has like Gerard Butler playing.
It's
like Gerard Butler has the actor who plays Jaime Lannister. It has all these weird actors.
I remember when this came out and we were like, wait, but there none of them are Egyptian.
No, none of them. And they spent, I think, almost $200 million on it and made maybe half of that.
Wow.
Yeah. So they put the giant statue of Anubis there, which was kind of weird. And then the ultimate Denver like ghost story of the airport. Is that outside of the Denver airport a while back, maybe about 10 years ago, they built this giant blue Bronco statue, which was supposed to represent, you know, the Broncos because of our football team.
And if you haven't seen it, you need to Google
like
it.
Chaos and fire in its eyes.
It is terrifying.
Like, in this moment, look this shit up.
it is
fucking terrifying.
It's nicknamed Blucifer because it's this giant blue Bronco statue, which during the day looks kind of cool, but at night it's... eyes glow orange, like red, fiery hell lights, because it's supposed to be like, oh, Broncos are blue and orange. No one thought this through because it looks terrifying. But during the construction of it, the head fell off and crushed the guy, the sculptor for it, and killed him.
Wow.
I looked it up.
It literally killed its maker.
No, I looked
That's
it up.
Crazy.
It fell and it cut one of his tendons in his leg and he bled to death.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, I
now,
forget.
Wait, why no one else was around when his tendon got, he's like, help!
I think he was like laid under it.
Yeah.
He was sitting it up.
So he literally got killed by
and
his own demonic horse statue.
Yeah.
Didn't his like family finish it?
Yeah,
something
like that.
So the reason it's so poorly done is that his family was just like, we'll finish the statue. Just leave it. It killed your family member.
At that point, you don't want it up.
And so it's just so terribly done now.
And so it's just creepy. So like DIA itself is just this weird area. You know, there's also these rumors that underground we have like a bunker system there that if nuclear war ever happened, that's where they'll take the president. Because no one goes
to Denver,
I guess, except nuclear
war.
Yeah,
I suppose.
And so there's just, like, weird stuff. And, like, supposedly, if you look around the airport, you can see, like, Illuminati symbols and, like, just weird symbols. And, like I mentioned before, the weird murals. And it's a really weird airport. So when you come into Denver, you're already kind of in this weird atmosphere of, like, conspiracy and death and, you know, stealing land from people.
Great.
Yeah. So then that feeds into this house I grew up. So back when I was younger, I started living with my dad and my stepmom in this house that's kind of in the southern part of Denver. So it was in a more kind of foresty area, not quite as developed at the time. It later became very developed. But we lived on this house, which would have been a perfect house for a horror film because it was on top of this huge hill. Absolutely. Like, there were, we had two neighbors next to us, but it was kind of one of those movies that, like, if you had been trying to run away from, like, a murderer, you would run down the hill and start rolling uncontrollably and, like, wind up in a bush.
That sounds kind of whimsical.
Yeah, yeah, kind of whimsical. And so...
What about that is whimsical?
Kind of just the rolling.
Get some Benny Hill in there. And so, as a kid, I was... As a kid...
I'm so hot.
Yeah. Well, I guess it's time for us all, you know. Well, at least Thomas and I. Oh. Thomas, want to take off your shirt? You and I can do that together.
I don't know about that.
Absolutely not. I like how you said all of us and then corrected
and then correct. Yeah, all correct. Of us, Thomas. All right.
Let's cut that part out.
I'm keeping it. So, how about that house?
And so, growing up in this house, I was, you know...
How old were you?
I was probably around 11 to like 13, 14 around this time.
Okay.
And so... Growing up, I was always terrified of the dark. Like, I could not sleep without a light on. I blame it on growing up. I didn't really have a lot of friends, so I just read Goosebumps all the time. And
that
just
explains a lot about you.
It explains so much about me. And so I kind of just scared myself into, you know, being freaked out. I remember when the trailer for that movie, AI, that had... Who was it?
The Steven Spielberg one?
Yeah, yeah. Like, Haley Joel Osment and I think Jude Law. When that trailer came out, I was so freaked out by that trailer, which is not a scary
Don't
movie.
Don't they just, like, go underwater and find a statue or
something?
Some shit like that.
Yeah. I was so freaked out by that.
That's my summary of AI.
And that's a pretty good Wikipedia synopsis. I was so, like, terrified by that trailer that night I had a nightmare that, like, a robot was marching down our street coming for me. So I was always kind of like, I was that kid that would just like wander the house late at night, freaking out my parents because, you know, they're like, what the fuck are you doing awake like some kid from The Omen? And I'm like, I can't sleep.
Yeah.
And so we moved into this other house, which I mentioned was like on top of a hill. And so the layout of the house was that on the top floor, you had my parents' bedroom and it was all the way on the far right side of the house. So you would have to go all the way to the far left, then go downstairs and then all the way to the far right again to get to my bedroom. So it was directly underneath them. So it was the furthest I could be away from my parents. Yeah. But it was just this creepy ass house because the way it was built also is that it was extremely open house. So a lot of windows, which, you know, now I'd be like, oh, that's super cool. But as a kid, that's
terrifying
when you're in a basement by yourself and like literally anyone could just come into the basement because it's not even a basement. It's just like a second floor.
Yeah.
And so this house just always kind of had this weird energy to it. It always felt... You know, it just felt uncomfortable. Like, you might call it BS, but I've always kind of been sensitive to the energy of places I go to.
How do you feel about this house?
I feel pretty good, actually. I was surprised. I thought I was going to come in and, like, kind of be, like, shivering and stuff like that. But it's actually a very, very, very nice house. So thank you for having me.
That is what I've heard. Thank you.
But...
So I work hard to make this a good home.
I really appreciate all the photos of Jazz you've put around. And honestly, just photos of you, Thomas.
Yeah,
it's a very beautiful house.
Full portraits.
You
a very, very welcomed house.
One poster of Jazz and everyone roasts.
Everyone's
you.
A critic. It does literally say Jazz.
Yeah, it really does. What is that? Maple Leaf Club? Where is that?
It was at Goodwill, guys.
Yeah, no, but where's the Maple Leaf Club?
I don't think the Maple Leaf
Club. Don't tell me that. Don't. Are you going to next tell me Santa isn't real?
Yeah,
you're just going to
bet
on
this episode.
Children might listen to this episode.
After I said fuck, I hope not.
But all right, so we've got a weird house. The teens.
Yeah, Fortnite. Yeah, so anyway, so I was playing Fortnite in this house, right? Y'all, the local millennials. So the basement always had this weird feeling to it. And so, like I said, at night I can never sleep without the light on. So I would sometimes just leave the TV on like Kim Possible, which was like a great show to fall asleep to. Great theme song. And so, but there'd be weird things that like my parents would never believe me about. My dad and stepmom wouldn't believe when I would tell them about the house. Was like, at night I would hear footsteps. And so I would be like, hey, were you guys like checking on me last night? And they'd be like, no, we were asleep the whole night. Hear footsteps, which is like very traditional kind of ghost story stuff. So like... You know, there are footsteps I would hear in the middle of the night, which just kind of freaked me out. So, and then one of the best examples I have, which is a really weird example, was back when I was younger, I was super into video games. So I had like all these issues of Nintendo Power because I was obsessed with Nintendo. And so I remember I had some friends coming over. So I'm like, I'm going to be cool and put all my Nintendo Powers out and organize them by like... You know, chronologically, when they came out. I only had, like, 12 issues.
This is the lamest thing anyone's ever.
This is also how he sets up his apartment for dates.
Yeah, no. Completely. I'm like, hey, girl, you want to read about the new Mario Bros. Game?
Yeah, the Nintendo Power Glove.
Woo! Ooh.
Yeah. Hey.
Badass.
I don't relate to any of this. Can we move forward?
Yes. And so it's super weird, but I remember, so I laid out all the Nintendo Powers in my room, and I left to go get, I think I went to the bathroom or something, and I came back, and all the Nintendo Powers were in a completely different order.
Oh,
and,
man.
Like, I was at that kid, I was that kind of kid that, like, would notice when one of my Lego figurines mm-hmm. was missing, so I wasn't someone to, like, not have that attention to detail when it came to things I lay out. So
right.
That was super weird to me. It was just like how these Nintendo Powers just shifted in their order. And then the icing on top of the cake was that next to my room, there was, I don't know what you call it, like a rain cellar or something like that, where usually most houses would have like kind of a guardrail above it so nothing would fall in. For some reason, the person that designed her house didn't put a guardrail atop of it, some kind of thing to keep things from falling in it. So rabbits would constantly fall down the cellar.
Oh.
Again, sounds whimsical, just like a
whimsical
shoot that shoots out
but
rabbits.
But then they would die. Right?
Oh, okay.
Sometimes they would die and sometimes they wouldn't. If they wouldn't die, they would start banging against my window trying to get out.
Okay, no, yeah, this is rather morbid.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and so they would either kill themselves by banging against my window,
or
in the middle of the night, I would just hear rabbits going bang, bang, bang. And so, you know, I thought it was like someone trying to get in, or it's like, and my parents wouldn't
believe
me.
Were you ever able to save any?
A few we did, yeah. A few we did, because once my parents caught onto it, because I'd be like, something was banging against my window last night. My parents were like, no, there weren't. And then they would go down, they were like, oh,
and
shit.
Rabbits
would fall down.
Broken rabbit.
And so they finally put something on top of it, and still rabbits would find a way to get down into
it.
And so we were able to save some of them, the ones that didn't die. But like, I remember by the time we moved out, there was like a few rabbit, like, skeletons down in that. And so it was just kind of a fucked up house.
Yeah.
But like,
yeah.
But the energy was just super weird. And then when I was around 11, my sister was born. And so she was, you know, a baby. And when she was around 2 or 3, she would have these night terrors where she would scream. And, you know, night terrors are common for little kids.
Yeah.
But she'd scream, be like, there's a man in the corner. There's a man in the corner.
Oh,
and
no.
There was always the same man in the same corner for her. And she'd always point to the exact same area. And it was just fucking creepy as shit. Because, you know, when, I don't know if you guys have ever been with little kids that have night terrors, but they just scream nonstop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They can't calm down. They can't collect themselves. And so they just scream throughout the night because they can't just wake up. And but she would always say there was the same man in the same corner.
I hate it.
And it was just fucking creepy as shit. And so, like, it was one of those houses where it wasn't like, you know, every day I was, like, chilling with a ghost or something. But there was always just this... It was just unsettling. You just never really felt fully comfortable when you were there, especially in the basement area. So when we moved out of that place, I was like, good fucking riddance. I was so ready to get out of there by the end. I think it was, luckily that was back in a time when I didn't know what sleep deprivation was. Mm. So I was probably averaging like 5 hours of sleep a night.
No, that's great.
And
that's
now,
like a solid night's sleep.
Dude, especially when your brain is mature. I blame that for every reason why I am who I am now.
Mm.
Was
that sleep deprivation?
Sleep deprivation. Just wasn't sleeping as a kid.
And the lack of friends.
Well, lack of friends. But I mean,
Thomas, how many hours of sleep do you get a night?
4.5.
What? How do you do that? Is that by choice or
no? What? No, it's not.
Just
by necessity.
He's a mess.
Yeah.
Insomnia?
No, I have
too much work.
Too much work. I have a full time job, 2 part-time jobs, up until the wee hours.
And then he's got this.
And then I got this, and the merry-go-round magazine, fellows at NGR magazine, and all the socials.
Wow, dude, that's insane.
Yeah, man. Not great.
Dang. I'm just trying to just think of like. Luckily, the ghost didn't follow us after.
Did you ever see anything?
You know.
Or just hear things?
I think, honestly, I just blocked most of it out of my head because I was so young and I was so, like, freaked out by everything that went on in that house. Like, I remember one time my sister had this insane fever, so they had to take her to the hospital, like, at 1 a.m. And they're like, oh, we're going to completely lock the house. You'll be here. I just, like, sat literally in my room with a baseball bat. Just sat there with, like, the TV on and every light on because I'm like, I'm not going to fucking fall asleep now.
Yeah.
Because it was just, like, hearing shit, and, like, I would keep, like, the air conditioning running throughout the night, just, like, some kind of white noise, which I'm sure just racked up our fucking electricity bill by no other. And I didn't understand, but my dad's like, you can't keep the electricity bill, you can't keep the air conditioning running throughout the night. I'm like, you're not down in the basement. You don't know what it's like down here. Like, you don't know the hardship that is being in the basement of your household.
Right.
But no, like, I never really saw things. It was just more hearing things.
Yeah.
And, like I said, after we moved out of that house, we had a friend who was kind of like in touch with like, you know, spirituality type stuff and very much like not quote unquote ghost hunters like on AMC, but would, you know.
I don't think that's the channel.
What channel is it? Yeah, I was going to say, it's not high quality enough for AMC, but.
Ghost Hunters on AMC.
But she did some research.
Find Ghost Hunters on HBO.
On HBO. It's coming to you in your local cinema.
So she did some research.
She's like, yeah, that house was built on like Native American sacred ground. It wasn't like burial ground, so we weren't that fucked, but like it was built on sacred ground. And we were like, oh, that explains so much about our experience there.
Thomas, you doing some chewing?
Yeah, there's some Asian snack mix. Asian cracker snack mix is good.
Mm. Shout out to Kaylee and Eileen.
Yep, thank yum, you, yum. Kaylee and Eileen, the Dirty Birds.
Yum, yum, yum.
Yum, yum, yum.
Well?
Well, that is that for Stirred Spirits.
Thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Do you have anything to plug?
Let's see. You can follow me on Instagram at bkarsh17. And then I also...
What's the 17th stand for?
Yeah, my birthday's on the 17th. So yeah, it's better than my old username, which was literally something that AOL suggested for me. So I changed.
What was it?
It was a bmario17, because back when I was trying to sign up for an AOL account, I was like in the sixth grade and I didn't understand usernames worked. And so I just kept on typing in Brandon. And it's like, well, Brandon's already taken. So they
just the username is Brandon.
Brandon. I want just Brandon. And so they said,
have B Mario.
And so they,
yeah, what?
So how AOL worked was like, all right, list your name, the date of your birth and something you like. And I'm like, all right, well, my name's Brandon.
I like Mario.
And I like Mario. So it gave me bmario17, which was my username like up until the end of college on a lot of
shit. I like that a lot. God. That's
and
good.
So I changed it to bkarsh17.
I bet everyone thought Mario's your middle name.
Brandon Mario Karsh just doesn't quite flow.
It doesn't have quite a ring to it.
It doesn't have quite a ring to it.
Doesn't mean it's not your name.
That's true.
This reminds me of one more ghost story that's a really stupid one.
Okay.
So when I was like... five. I was an idiot child. I once drank Windex as a child because I thought that was a good idea.
Cool.
Yeah. And so at one point when I was a child, my roommates will kill me if I don't share this story, was I was jumping on my mom's bed and I must have been about five and I had a blanket over my head and I just kept on yelling, ghost, 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 ghost. And my mom said, Brandon, stop it. You're going to hurt yourself. And I just ignored her and went, ghost, ghost, ghost. Immediately went right into the headboard and cracked my head open and had to get stitches. So,
oh my god,
that's my most deadly ghost story.
Yes,
wow.
So my roommates like remind me on that, but yes,
ghost.
It used to be one of my lines on Tinder.
Ghost.
I would be like, I once jumped.
They're like, this seems like you're implying something about this relationship that's not going to work out.
Oh, and then one girl was like, so that it happened last week, and like, I don't need your judgment.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you can follow me on Instagram. I also direct and co-produce a web series called Musicals in the Real World. We have a second episode coming out within the next few weeks, so check that out. It's original musicals with very modern problems, so it's fun.
Nice.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
How's your web series doing, Hadley?
Good. We're still editing.
Still in post. Yeah.
Nice. Shout out to post. Yeah, catch us in 2019.
I saw Emma last night. She says you gotta stop yelling at her.
Whoa!
Yeah. Whenever I'm in my editing session, I'm like, Emma, what the fuck are you doing?
Are you a mean boss, Hadley?
No, I'm like, absolutely not.
Yeah.
Brandon actually first AD'd on the series for a day.
Wow.
One single day.
And it was the best day you guys had.
Whoa.
Incorrect.
Yeah, they never brought me back, so.
The day I was an extra on set was the best day anyone ever.
See, they asked me to be an extra twice, and I was a shitty friend two times in a row.
I showed up, and I stayed there until 3 a.m, like a true friend.
I have the best friend, except for Thomas. He's not my friend.
All right.
Just an extra.
Extra in your life.
Thomas, plug yourself.
Well, Hadley, as you know.
Where can we catch you on Twitter?
You can find me on Twitter at _sad_dad. You can follow me on Instagram at big_sad_dad. You can follow Merry-Go-Round Magazine at MGR Magazine on all the socials. You can follow us on Twitter at Stirred Spirits Pod. I can never remember. We're Stirred Spirits on like one of them and Stirred Spirits Pod on two more.
Possibly.
But anyway, search us up. Stirred Spirits will get you in the ballpark.
To shout out to our friend of the pod, Caitlin, who listens to every episode.
She is very sweet. She likes the posts immediately.
Always.
Yeah, it's very wholesome.
And texts me screenshots of her listening. So shout out, Caitlin.
Shout out, Caitlin.
Thanks, girl.
All right. We will see you for our soft season finale, I guess, next week.
It won't be soft.
Oh, shit. Was I just second to the season finale? I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
You deserved better.
No. This was a lovely time. Thank you for coming on to Stirred Spirits, and we'll see you next week.
Bye, Boos.
Bye-bye.
Bye.